Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Good morning, Jill. How are you this morning? Going on your big bike ride today, huh? For three straight days to raise money?
Yeah, so going up today to Boston and then riding my bicycle from Boston to New York.
Wow.
Unbelievable. What was I thinking? Why am I doing this?
I feel like you said that before.
Why am I doing this? Why didn't you stop me?
I know.
By the way, congratulations to Scotty, who I owe a bottle of scotch to him. I wanted to make sure I did this hit before I left so I could acknowledge to everybody that I knew I was making the worst bet ever.
Yeah.
With Scotty.
Because
what did I say? I said, how could it only be getting 6.5 points?
Yeah, it was minus. It was actually minus six. It was a. I thought it was a dash. So it was even minus six.
Last Sunday's game.
Last Sunday's Bills game. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Horrendous.
I know.
Horrendous. But it's okay. I still love your Bills, and I owe you a bottle of scotch.
All right. That's
and we're thinking about that. I got to think like how I'm going to get this to you because the organization I used to use, Drizzly, is like out of business now.
I got to make sure
I got to get you a bottle.
Figure it out. Maybe I'll just come to you and we'll hand it to me. We'll figure it out.
And exactly. Yeah. And by the way, congratulations to your Bills. That's all.
Thank you very much. And they are playing tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
You had to figure out what day of the week we're at.
Right? Yeah. All right, let's get to, we got Shane on the phone for you, Jill. He's got some questions here. Let's see.
Okay.
Hey, Shane, you there? Dude, I got her.
All right. Good morning.
All right, so what's your question for Jill? What do you want to know? I mean, we're talking money here.
I'm overworked and underemployed. And
funny.
I would love a side hustle to make money to move into entrepreneurship. The biggest barrier that I have is that my wife needs to feel good about it, so she's okay with me making that change. So I really need something that is going to go and pop.
So going from a steady stream of income to a maybe
stream of income.
Yeah.
But have you done something that is like alluring to you? Is there something that you're considering so far, like as you contemplate this?
I mean, as I drive around not wanting to be at work and realizing that I'm undervalued and overused, it's like everything is a possibility for me.
Wow.
Okay, so, but are you the main breadwinner? Does your wife also work?
Wife also works, and she does make more money than me.
Yeah.
I love that about her.
Start a family and be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is something to that, but I mean, you guys have kids? Like, what's going on?
No kids, just pets.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I love that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, no, like, the obligation is to yourselves. You would be able to get benefits through your wife.
Mm.
But, you know, I still think that when you're thinking beyond, like, the steady drumbeat of, like, ugh, I hate my job or whatever, it is important to keep the job so that you can at least get a paycheck while you are exploring other things. So, you know, you have to really go towards what is interesting to you. So it could be that, like, hey, you know what? I really do love selling stuff. Like, I have an avocation, I'm a golfer, and I want to sell golf clubs. Or, gosh, you know, I really love the idea of being in a restaurant business or a franchise or something like that. But you got to dip your toe in something, and I would never dip my toe in anything by just bailing on my steady income. I would do it while I have that. That's how, like, side hustles develop. It's like on the side while I'm doing this terrible job that I hate, and I start to explore this. And so I would just talk to people who used to do cool things. They're like, tell me about what you do. Or get involved with somebody who's like, hey, I own a small business. If you think that business is a cool business, tell me about that. It's almost like treat it as an interview process. And that way you can at least start to say, what's interesting to me? What would be something I'd want to further explore?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it really does make sense that you'd be out, you know, talking to people and networking, and you never know when an opportunity would drop in your lap.
How do you plan the budget? I feel like that's the screaming question here, too, right?
Well, I mean, listen, I think that the part of the budget is that until you know what it is, it's hard to start planning, right? Oftentimes people will do, like, all right, let's use Scott as an example, right?
Okay,
Scott,
great.
You've got these side hustles, right?
Yeah.
Your other thing. So, like, if you came to a place where you were like, I love radio, but, you know, this other thing is really has great opportunity and I can keep doing it longer, then the question would be, okay, if I stopped working full-time doing the thing I'm doing and then I start really focusing on my side hustle income, for a period of time I'd make less money. How would my household manage that? Could we afford it? Do we have money saved for that? And so maybe while you're still working in like that drudgery of a job at chain that you're thinking about this is that you start building up your savings. There are two really important components to like major resets in your career. One is to make sure you've got a tight lid on those expenses and debt. Like if you've got outstanding credit card debt, I'd try to pay that off before I ever started doing something separate. If you've got very little money in savings, I'd build up those savings. And then if you have an opportunity, like if you said, you know, people do all sorts of things like, hey, you know, I'm really good at the piano. I'm going to do piano lessons, or I really want to tutor kids because I feel good about that and it makes me feel awesome. You start to say, how much money can I make? And what is the transition period between doing what I'm doing now and building up that business? And some people love a side hustle just as a side hustle. Scotty, I think you said to me once that, like, you're not so sure you'd want to do the side hustle as a full-time thing, but as a side thing, it feels good. Is that right?
Yeah, it's true. And I think a lot of times if you find a side hustle that you really love, and you want to leave your drudgery job, like you said, you've got to be so committed to that side hustle when that becomes the pain in the ass job, right?
Well, I mean, we are talking about work. I mean, I know that I certainly love what I do, but there are aspects of what I do that I despise. You know, I love talking to people about their money. I love doing my podcast, but I don't love getting woken up at 3:30 in the morning because of breaking news.
I know,
like, that's
right?
Not fun for me. And so, you know, and so there are parts of your job that are definitely drudgery. And you know, it's sort of like, I hate to compare it to this, but it's like a relationship, you know, like you love your spouse, you have the best spouse, it's great, but everyone goes through hard times. So don't just bail because, you know, you're going through a hard time. But if you also are thinking that the plate, like you're underutilized, then it is possible that you might be able to find something else out there. It's just that the job market's very tough right now.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of sitting on hands of big hires. You know, people just don't want to hire before they see what's going on in the economy. And so, you know, the question is, do I hate what I do? Do I hate the company I do it for? Do I hate my industry? Then is it really a side hustle that I'm seeking, or am I seeking a job in a different company?
Yeah.
You know, so these are all questions.
All right. Shane, how's that?
You got a lot
of stuff today, man.
Shane, this will be
I better learn how to juggle. It's the only way I'm going to figure this out.
Yes, yeah.
This will be a podcast, too, on the Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy. You can search it out, and you can list it on repeat, because I feel like there was so much information here, you're going to have to listen it.
Yeah.
You know, listen
over
back and over,
I definitely will.
Or you can follow up, and, you know, obviously, you know, you can just send me a note. You know, you can just go to my website, jillonmoney.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a contact us button. And just say, like, I'm Shane. from Rochester I spoke to, I want to keep talking to you about this. Like, I'm happy to kind of dive deeper. But, you know, listen, I wrote a book about this. It's called The Great Money Reset. It's because people like you always come on my show and talk about these things. And, you know, we're talking sort of some of the emotional and psychological aspects of it, and then also the financial aspects of it. And, you know, the two are kind of intertwined when you're thinking about these kinds of big changes.
Yeah. Hey, Shane, just, you know, this is a free call, but you should go to Jill's website and pick up the Great Money Reset just to kind of reciprocate.
Look at Addy, selling books.
That's his third side hustle, selling books for Jill Schlesinger.
Jill, you're the best. We love you. Have a great, we wish you all the best and no blown tires on your 3-day trip from Boston to New York on your bike.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Take care, you too.
All right, love you. See you next week.
Okay, bye, Shane. Thanks for calling.
Shane, thanks, man. Take it easy, man.
Got a story Spazano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.